Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Expect a warm day if you're outside in Haifa, where temperatures are rising. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps threatens U.S. bases and ships following attacks on Iranian tankers. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that Iranian conservationists are working to protect heritage sites damaged during the war. Over 140 culturally significant locations in Iran have suffered damage, including UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Also this hour. According to the Jerusalem Post, Gaza flotilla activists, detained for a week, have been deported by Israel. The activists had been on a hunger strike since their detention. Separately, Ynet reports that Qatar is mediating discussions on an Iran deal. Tehran continues to threaten U.S. bases and ships over tanker strikes. And finally, from earlier today by Forward, a man who firebombed a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado, has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that Israel has deported two Gaza flotilla activists after a week-long detention. Ruthie Blum, an Israeli commentator, wrote just now about the political confusion in the Jewish state. Ynet Global shared recently that a new survey ranks a Greek airline as having the best in-flight meals, surpassing other major airlines. Let's go deeper, starting with the overnight operations in southern Lebanon. I-24 News details that the IDF's actions follow rising tensions with Iran. The IRGC's threats to U.S. assets signal potential escalation. This increases the risk of wider regional conflict. Turning to Iran, the Times of Israel notes conservation efforts are underway to protect historical sites. The war has left significant cultural scars. Preserving these sites is crucial for Iran's cultural heritage and international recognition. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the deportation of Gaza flotilla activists. Their week-long hunger strike brought international attention. This deportation may ease diplomatic tensions, but questions about humanitarian treatment remain. In a related development, Ynet reports Qatar's mediation efforts as Tehran continues its aggressive rhetoric. The meeting in Miami underscores the urgent need for diplomatic solutions to prevent further military escalation. Finally, Forward's report on the Boulder attack sentencing brings closure to a traumatic event. This sentence reflects the seriousness of hate crimes and aims to deter future violence. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that the expected breakthrough in breaking food monopolies in Israel faces challenges. New laws coming into effect in January 2025 are being scrutinized as data reveals persistent issues. Separately, Walla Business highlights a record donation to Israel's healthcare. Yan Koum, WhatsApp's founder, pledges $200 million to Shaare Zedek, marking the largest single donation to an Israeli hospital. And finally, CTEC reports on Israeli company Turpaz's global expansion. The Flavors and Fragrances Group plans a $200 million acquisition in Japan, following a recent U.S. acquisition. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.